You're listening to SBS News.
Actor Umbra Batilana Gutierrez says she has literally dreamt of the day justice would come for the former movie mogul.
I dreamed about this, like, in these last days twice. I don't know, I had people like saying he's guilty in my dreams. And knowing that right now I'm here and this is reality and what is happening, it's just like something that my biggest dream would ever just even fulfill.
Harvey Weinstein has been convicted of rape and sexual assault against two women, sealing his dizzying fall from powerful Hollywood studio boss to key perpetrator of the Me Too movement. Ms. Gutierrez says Harvey Weinstein assaulted her in 2015, but she was not involved in this trial after prosecutors decided to not pursue those charges. Outside the Manhattan courthouse, she couldn't even bring herself to say his name.
I don't know if I have words for this person. I don't think he even deserves to listen of anything I have to say. I just feel that it's about also all other people that would think they could do something like this. I feel that he's the example. He was the person that will give the example of not doing these things to others.
Harvey Weinstein was immediately handcuffed and led off to jail after a verdict which social justice advocates say marks a new era of justice.
I think he's taken some good acting tips.
That's actor Rose McGowan, who staged a protest outside the court. She is one of more than 80 women since 2017 to accuse the former producer of sexual misconduct. She was joined by other accusers demanding accountability, including fellow actor Rosanna Arquette.
Time's up. Time's up on sexual harassment in all workplaces. Time's up on blaming survivors. Time's up on empty apologies without consequences. And time's up on the pervasive culture of silence that has enabled abusers like Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein's legal team is vowing to appeal the conviction, with defense lawyer Donna Rotuno saying the fight is not over.
It's a bittersweet day. We're disappointed. We knew we came in and we were down 35-0 the day that we started this trial. The jurors came in knowing everything that they could know about this case. We couldn't find a juror that never heard of Harvey Weinstein.
Another defense lawyer, Arthur Adela, says the fallen mogul was stunned by the guilty verdict.
Mr. Weinstein was shocked, but stoic at the same time. He didn't react emotionally. There was no crying or anything like that. All he kept saying over and over again was, I'm innocent, I'm innocent. How could this happen in America? I'm innocent, I'm innocent.
Manhattan's district attorney, Cyrus Vance, has praised the women who came forward to do what he describes as changed the course of history.
Words can't describe adequately the sacrifices the survivors made to pursue justice. Weinstein, with his manipulation, his resources, his attorneys, his publicists, and his spies, did everything he could to silence the survivors. But they refused to be silent. They spoke from their hearts, and they were heard.
However, the 67-year-old was found not guilty of first-degree rape and predatory sexual assault charges that could have seen him jailed for life. He's due to be sentenced on March the 11th. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.